Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday are rambling about those Los Angeles Rams. Ramble on. Hi, how are you? Welcome to another episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday. I am Doc Holliday, and Isaac, he's traveling this weekend, so I'm going to ride this thing solo. And the good thing about it, even though I'm riding this thing solo, I got some good news to talk about. Our Los Angeles Rams, finally snapping this three-game losing streak we were on, and they did it. We did it in great fashion by absolutely dominating, destroying, embarrassing the Jacksonville Jaguars 37-7 Sunday at SoFi Stadium. And this is the kind of game we've been waiting for our Rams to play the last 4 weeks, and they finally put a game together where they dominated. Now, the Rams were supposed to dominate Jacksonville because, let's call it what it is, Jacksonville straight trash this season. Jacksonville sucks. Jacksonville is horrible. Urban Meyer is doing a horrible job with the Jaguars. They got their rookie quarterback, Trevor Lawrence. He's been struggling. So when you have a team like this that's not very good, young quarterback, a coach who seems to be over his head in the NFL game with Urban Meyer, and I don't care what you say because, you know, he's made some questionable decisions and the way he's not leading this squad. We were supposed to dominate them, and that's exactly what we did. We win the ball game 37-7, and it's the win. That's good. You know, even though on paper we're supposed to win the game, but this still is the NFL, and you never know, because the other teams have professional players as well. And we know sometimes, you know, teams can take a step back and a step down when they're playing, a step down in talent and a step down as far as the team is concerned. But our Los Angeles Rams just did not do that. It was a dominating win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And Matthew Stafford, the quarterback who's been struggling the last couple of games, throwing all kinds of pick sixes. I think it's three straight games in a row. He was throwing interceptions, throwing pick sixes. Didn't happen Sunday against Jacksonville. This is the Matthew Stafford that we got the first part of the season when we came out the gate straight balling. Matthew, 26 completions, 38 attempts, 295 yards, 3 touchdowns, and he was painting the picture. Painting that pill all over the field. I mean, hitting everyone, hitting Odell Beckham Jr., hitting Cooper Kupp, hitting Van Jefferson, hitting Tyler Higbee. He was just painting a very, very perfect picture, and he was just throwing that rock all over the place. But most importantly, he did not throw any interceptions. Second most importantly, he didn't fumble the pill. And the way he was throwing the ball, that's how we want this Los Angeles Rams offense to execute and look and perform. And that's exactly what we're going to need this offense to do, to look and perform in order to win this Super Bowl, to get to this Super Bowl and win this Super Bowl that will be played at SoFi Stadium. Now, talk about the game Matthew Stafford had. It was a complete game. It was just a beautiful game. And the thing about it was a clean game. Because it was during this three-game losing streak, Matthew Stafford was making some questionable plays and making some questionable decisions with the basketball or with the football. Wrong sport, with the football. But he did not. Now, he threw some beautiful passes. Sean McVay had him painting the picture with that play action. That play action was in full effect. And not only that, was his play action in full effect, all of his weapons, all of his best players, they were in full effect. And when you just look at how they played and look at the numbers, I mean, that's just impressive once again. Matthew, 26-38, 295 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, no fumbles. He only was sacked once. Sony Michel, 24 carries, 121 yards, showing some quickness and just being a veteran. But you know, toting that rock. That's what we needed, him to tote that rock. Daryl Henderson could have played, thigh injury. But I think the fact of the matter is that, you know, once the Rams, Sean McVay saw how the game was going and saw that if they play some ball, they could pretty much be in control of this ball game. So no really need to push Daryl Henderson out there because he had that thigh injury. And he was right. Didn't need him. Sony Michel told him that pill. 5 yards a carry average. 24 carries, 121 yards. And the receivers. Receivers actually doing their thing. And the thing about it, not only doing their thing, Cooper Kupp, 8 catches, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. And with that performance, Cooper, Cuppy, snatched his 100th catch of the season, 11th touchdown of the season. And there's only two other players to do that, to have 100 catches in a single season. Only two other players. And one of them is one of the stars of this show. Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt are the only other two receivers in the history of the Rams franchise to have 100 catch seasons. Now Cooper Kupp is a part of that very, very special VIP group. And according to the stats, Kupp is also the first player in the history of the NFL to have 100 catches and 10 touchdowns in 10 games. So congratulations to Cooper Kupp. Absolutely. You know, as I say, man, he's unguardable. Appears to be unguardable because he's such a great route runner. He's such discipline. He shows such discipline when he's running his routes that it's hard to stay in front of. It's hard to guard him because he's persistent. I say he's persistently disciplined when running his routes. And what I mean is that he's going to get his depth. He's not going to waste any foot motion. He's not going to waste any steps. And when he catches it, he's going to get gone. But Cooper, great, great game. And I'm also impressed with Van Jefferson. Van Jefferson is growing into that receiver that we thought that the Rams thought they were getting. And he is really progressing in his second season. He finishes with 6 catches for 41 yards. But not only that, it's just his maturity that I see. He is learning how to play this game. He is learning how to be an NFL receiver. Van Jefferson is learning how to be a good NFL receiver because it's not only just about him catching the ball and running routes and being able to catch passes. It's his body language. I can tell with his body language he has a lot more confidence. And he's getting a lot more opportunities. I mean, he had the second most targets on the squad Sunday. Cooper Kupp, of course, had 10 targets, but Van Jefferson targeted 8 times. And when that happens, that shows Van Jefferson that Matthew Stafford believes in him. Because Matthew has a gang of other targets on the field on offense that he can look at. Now he has Odell Beckham Jr., Tyler Higbee, 5 catches, 48 yards, the big tight end. Still doing some good things. And OBJ, 2 catches, 28 yards. But one of them was a beautiful little 27-yard hookup from Matthew Stafford. Then the touchdown, he just was being Odell Beckham Jr. with those big old hands. Stafford tosses it up there. OBJ just snatches it. OBJ just snatches it. And when he gets his hand on the ball does not move at all. Because his hands are like lockdown. It's just good for them to see the Rams break this 3-game losing streak. And quite honest, they had to do it against Jacksonville. As I said, man, you got to beat Jacksonville because Jacksonville now is 2-10. They hadn't won a game on the road. And they continue to be winless on the road. But it just wasn't our offense balling out. That defense. That defense plays some ball. Straight plays some ball. I think they forced three fumbles. I think Aaron Donald was responsible for two of them. Sacked Trevor Lawrence twice. Held the Jacksonville Jaguars to 61 yards rushing. 25 carries, 61 yards rushing. That's 2 yards a carry. That's horrible. But it's horrible because that Rams defense made it horrible. And when I say they had defensive players that seemed like they were all over the place, they just seemed like they was all over the place. Led by the youngster Ernest Jones. He had 9 tackles, 5 solos, half a sack. Smacked the quarterback once. Wasn't a sack, but smacked him quarterback once. Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald gets a sack. Leonard Floyd, half a sack. But just the way they were flying all over the place, Jalen Ramsey playing against his old squad, a couple of great pass breakups. It was just a good total team effort. Special teams doing some good things. Downing punts deep. Still playing hard, Mr. Rochelle. Still playing hard, even though the game was out of hand. It was already like 37-7. It was up out of there. And it was a second half that we played that was really nice. Because the Rams are only up 16-7. 16-7 at halftime. You would have thought the lead would have been bigger, but it wasn't. It was just 16-7 at halftime. But after halftime, it was over with. Straight shut them down, shut them out. Outscored them 21-0 in the second half. So there you go. That gets you to that final score, 37-7. And once again, it was a game that we just had to have. We hadn't been playing well. But some of our big name acquisitions showing up. Just talked about OBJ Von Miller. I think he only finished with maybe 1 tackle, but he did draw some defenders like he does. And when he does that, that allows everybody else along their defensive line to do work, to put work in. We know Aaron Donald's going to put in work anyway. But I know that there are very, very happy, a lot of very happy Los Angeles Rams in that locker room. And once again, I know Stafford got to be one of them. Because to play mistake-free, clean football, that Clorox bleach clean football, that's what we need Stafford to do in order to be successful. Because in that 3-game losing streak, he turned the ball over 6 times. 6 times in 3 games. Now, we can forget about it because now he's coming off a win. We got something positive to talk about as we go to the next game. Because right now, these next games are going to be a whole lot tougher than what Jacksonville gave us. Whole lot tougher. Because I know that's what that Jacksonville Jaguars defense offense was saying about that LA Rams defense. Tougher. Because I talked about the rushing yards, but that Rams defense held Jacksonville to just 197 total yards. Got to give Raheem Morris some credit on them. Got to. Got to give those Rams defenders some credit on them. Got to. And Sonny Michel, salute to you. The Rams' first 100-yard rushing game of the season, and you did it. Even though Darrell Henderson has had a couple of good games where if they would have given him the ball a couple of more times, he could have gotten over 100 yards. But Sonny Michel stepping in, doing what he had to do, doing what we needed him to do. And now we got that out of the way. We're 8-4. We can look at the standings. and look towards who we got to play next, because we get another chance at that NFC West team that beat us, the Arizona Cardinals, who continue to play some good football. Arizona is 10-2. In the NFC West standings, Cardinals still number one. We right there at number two, 8-4. 49ers is 6-6. Seattle is 4-8. But that's where we are. The next game, Arizona Cardinals at Arizona, Monday Night Football. And we got to have it. Because we're not going to see any teams the rest of the season sorrier than what Jacksonville is. Got Arizona on Monday Night Football next week. Got the then Seahawks. Then we go to the Vikings. Then we go to the Ravens. Then we finish it up at home against the 49ers. But the Arizona Cardinals, that's what's next. So now, this one is it gets really real now. Because we got to have these. We have reached that part of the season where now we got to get back to winning, and now we got to get back to playing some Rams football, because now is when you make that surge. Now you're going to see if we're really Super Bowl contenders. Now, we know we got the talent. We know we have the coaching expertise. But can we put it together and win some of these games, beginning next Monday night at Arizona against the Cardinals, who, once again, I say, is playing like the best team, not only in the NFC, but in the NFL. So that's what we got to deal with. But until we deal with that, we're going to celebrate this win. The Rams, 37-7 winners over Jacksonville, breaking that three-game losing streak, running the record now to 8-4. So salute to our Los Angeles Rams. And now let's get ready to go to Arizona and take care of business. But the business of this episode of Ramblings with Pro Football Hall of Fame Isaac Bruce, Pro Football Hall of Famer Isaac Bruce and Doc Holliday, the business of this episode is out.